With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Jimmy Carter's long public goodbye has begun in Georgia, where the 39th president life began more than 100 years ago. A motorcade earlier today with his flag-draped casket began in the town of Americus. Former Secret Service agents who protected the late president served as pallbearers. Leading doctors say that alcohol is a major cause of cancer, a risk that should be clearly put on the drinks and the labels.
That's the word from U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy. Murthy's advisory comes as research and evidence mounts about the bad effects that alcohol has on human health. About 20,000 people die every year from those alcohol-related cancer cases, according to his advisory. Bottles of beer, wine, and liquor already carry warning labels about the risk of birth defects when a pregnant woman consumes alcohol. But Murthy's proposed label would go even further, raising awareness about the risk for cancer, too. Keith Peters reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, new Senate Majority Leader John Thune kicking off the new session of Congress with a promise to preserve the filibuster, saying in his first floor speech as leader that will be his priority to ensure the Senate stays the Senate.
Thune and Senate Republicans took power on Friday, a little more than 2 weeks before President-elect Donald Trump will be inaugurated, cementing a firm GOP hold on Washington. And Thune will have to navigate his new responsibilities along with the new president, who has made clear that he expects allegiance from Congress and has previously called for eliminating the filibuster. While Republicans aren't ready to eliminate the filibuster, they are preparing to try and quickly pass much of Trump's agenda through budget reconciliation, a legislative mechanism that circumvents it. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
This is SRN News. Former President Donald Trump nominates another Christian.
Mark Burnett, the producer of Mr. Trump's Apprentice TV show, has been selected to be special envoy to the United Kingdom. Burnett, who was born in England, has produced a number of popular reality shows, including Survivor and Shark Tank. He's also an outspoken Christian who is married to actress Roma Downey. Together, they put on a 10-part series on the Bible for the History Channel, which was very popular. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Violence against Christians in India on the rise. United Christian Forum is urging the government there to launch a formal probe of a problem that has been spanning now decades. Attacks on Christians numbered about 130. That was in 2014. 10 years later, right now, there have been almost 750 attacks, and the agency says it's probably higher than that. This is SRN News. The deadly attack in New Orleans will have no impact on scheduling for the college football playoff semifinals. Here's sports correspondent Gethin Kulbaum.
The college football playoff won't swap kickoff dates and times for the Cotton Bowl and Orange Bowl to give Notre Dame more time between games. Southeastern Conference Commissioner Greg Sankey had asked the CFP if it would be possible to switch up the schedule because Notre Dame will have a shorter turnaround than Penn State heading into next Thursday's Orange Bowl. The Fighting Irish's quarterfinal game in New Orleans was postponed by one day because of a deadly terror attack. CFP executive Director Rich Clark told ESPN that they won't flip the games. I'm Gethin Kulbaum.
Make no mistake, winter is here, at least in much of these United States. National Weather Service says a major winter storm producing heavy snow and ice in the Midwest, and it's moving south and east. More details at SRNNews.com.